Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Do you have that one friend or person in your life that never swears? I'm talking never. They're always like, oh, gosh, darn it. Ah, oh, fiddlesticks. They always use words like that. How weird is it when they actually swear? Like they get super angry and so mad that they just let it slip. I was watching a video from Bill Nye the Science Guy yesterday. Bill Nye the Science Guy, one of those guys who you would think would never swear, right? Sounds kind of weird when he does.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12.
Isn't it weird hearing Bill Nye swear? Like, even with the bleep button, it's like, whoa, Bill Nye, you were the one teaching kids science experiments back in the day. You're not supposed to use that kind of language.
What are the lyrics to that song? Woo. I hope I haven't been singing yet wrong. Woo. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
I tried to add some Ric Flair woos in the background of the Cruise Confused Lyrics theme song, but my voice is so wrecked from the John Fogerty show last night that it just sounded awful. Let's do this. First up, U2's Mysterious Ways. This one is from Kyle. Kyle hears, you've been living underground, hidden from a cat. Sometimes cats are scary. You gotta hide underground for a week or two to avoid them. The real lyrics, you've been living underground, eating from a can. This next one's from Lacey. Roll on down the highway from BTO. Lacey hears, I'd like to have a campfire party for four. Just make sure it's between the hours of 2 and 11 p.m. and you'll be A-OK. The actual lyrics, I'd like to have a jet, but it's not in the song. Not even close to the real lyrics, eh? This last one, this one is from Neil. Neil hears in Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me, you've got the peaches, I've got to pee, sweet to taste, sack of meats. I love the end there. They really emphasize that sack of meat, hey? Giving it. The actual lyrics, you've got the peaches, I've got the cream, sweet to taste, Sasharine. Sack of meat. It's sack of meat now. We're changing it officially. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Nanaimo bars are making their way into everything. Remember a few months ago, it was announced that Nanaimo bars are going to be on a stamp. Like you can buy a stamp with a Nanaimo bar on it. Now Nanaimo bars are going to be in McFlurries. McDonald's announced a big lineup of Canadian-themed foods, and obviously Nanaimo bars are going to make the cuts because is there a dessert more Canadian than a Nanaimo bar? Not really, right? I mean, I know here in Saskatoon, we're all about the Saskatoon berry pie, but you have to admit, Saskatoon berry pie comes second to the Nanaimo bar in the Canadian dessert power rankings. I know, I'm going to get a bunch of angry texts and calls, but it's true. You can't deny the truth. Here's the thing about Nanaimo bars. You add them to anything, and it makes it like 10 times better. Case in point, this McFlurry thing. A McFlurry? Pretty good. You add a Nanaimo bar to it, it's making news. Seriously, news. Like, on websites and stuff. One of the first stories you see, Nanaimo bars in McFlurries. It's news in Canada. I mean, it works for anything. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Pretty good on their own. You sprinkle some Nanaimo bar bits on there, it's perfect. You laugh, but I've actually tried that. I put Nanaimo bars in a blender one time, grinded them up, sprinkled it on top of my PB&J. Oh, it's so good. And this works for literally anything. Burritos. Burritos are pretty good on their own. You throw some Nanaimo bars in there. Okay, maybe it doesn't work for everything. So many times I'll see one of those recipe videos on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or wherever, and I'll be like, who's actually trying this? Like, back in the day, those recipe videos were the highlight of my day. I was like, ooh, banana bread cheesecake, here we go, I can get down with that. But nowadays, there are just so many weird recipes on Facebook and on Twitter, hey? Like, they've ran out of all the good recipes, so now they gotta start making weird ones. Last week, I saw a recipe for grilled watermelon, and I was very skeptical. I was like, really? Who grills a watermelon? That just doesn't need to happen. A watermelon is good on its own. You put some olive oil on it, you put some salt on it, you put it on the grill. My goodness, it is amazing. Like, do not judge a book by its cover when it comes to weird recipes. Try them out because it will change your life. Okay, maybe not change your life, but it'll add another recipe to your repertoire of recipes. The grill can make any food 20 times more delicious. Give it a go. Seriously, grill anything. Cereal, Triscuits, Skittles. Doesn't matter. Grill it, make it better. I posted this story up on Cruz's Facebook page. I'm just going to read it to you. And it's not a headline Hall of Fame kind of thing, but it is just a great headline. Or an awful headline, depending on what kind of person you are. Good Sasky boy, Jaden Schwartz, carrying Blues in the West Final. Now, I for one love the Sasky nickname. Like, you know how people from other provinces, it's like, a good BC boy or a good Alberta girl, you know? We have Sasky, and I love it. I don't know, it just kind of shows how laid back and cool that we are. I know some people hate that, though. They're like, oh, Sasky, it's so redneck. Ugh, Sasky, I don't like it. I don't know, I kind of like it. What do you think? Sasky. Is it a good nickname for people from Saskatchewan? Is it a bad nickname for people from Saskatchewan? Let me know. 306-938-0963. I've always loved the Sasky nickname, especially when it comes to sports like hockey or football or basketball, something like that. When you hear the commentators say, oh yeah, it's a good Sasky kid right there. I don't know. I just get a sense of Saskatchewan pride. My friends hate it. They're not a fan of the Sasky nickname at all. They're like, why use the first part of the province? Why don't you use the second part of the province name for our nickname? Well, that wouldn't sound right at all, hey? Oh, a good chew-on boy right there. Yeah, that sounds awful. I gotta give a shout-out to Daryl. He just texted us, 306-938-0963. Daryl on the text was like, instead of using the start of the province's name or the end of the province's name, because I was like, we can just call ourselves Chew-Ons. Daryl on the text is like, why don't we use the middle? We can call ourselves Atchies. That just makes it sound like we're all diehard fans of former Mayor Don Atchison, hey? Yeah, I'm an Atchie. A buddy of mine yesterday tried to convince me that chicken thighs were more delicious than chicken breasts. Like, when he goes to the grocery store and he has an option between the two, he always chooses chicken thighs over chicken breasts. And I can no longer be friends with that person because that is just ludicrous. I mean, chicken breasts are like the most versatile food ever. Back in my single days, chicken breasts saved the day every single week. It was like, okay, I want to stay healthy, but I don't want to cook this huge meal. I don't want to do a lot of dishes. Chicken breasts, little Montreal chicken spice on there, put it in the oven, boom, it's done. It's great. Chicken thighs, kind of the same, but chicken thighs are a little fatty and, you know, take a little bit more time to prepare and stuff like that. When we're talking about the chicken power rankings here, yes, we're getting weird. Chicken power rankings, it's got to go chicken breast number one. It's got to go chicken wings number two. Then you go thighs number three. And then, sorry, drumsticks, but you're number four. Do you agree with that? Is that the proper chicken power rankings? Apparently, I'm the only person who thinks that chicken breasts are better than chicken thighs. I'm getting roasted, pardon the pun, on the text right now, 306-938-0963. I just gave chicken breasts like this minute-long endorsement saying that chicken breasts, it's like the best part of the chicken. Like chicken power rankings, it goes chicken breasts, chicken wings, chicken thighs, followed by drumsticks. We're not including chicken fingers or chicken nuggets because those are obviously first. On the text, Cody, chicken breasts are the celery of the meat world. Cindy is like, really, Clayton? Really? Thighs for the win. It goes on and on like that, but apparently thighs are way better than chicken breasts. I'm a plain guy, so I like plain flavors, obviously, which is maybe why I do like the chicken breast better, but it's way more versatile than the chicken thigh or the chicken wing or something, right? You can dice up the chicken breast, you can make it into strips, you can use it for shake and bake, you can do a lot with the breasts. But now that we've had this debate, it's going to be really weird when Dave Music Morgan walks in and read the text line, because he's going to have zero context. Like, he didn't know that we're talking about all this chicken stuff right now, and our text conversations right now are all about, oh, thighs are better than breasts. No, breasts are better than thighs. He's going to come in here and read this and go like, wow, what was Clayton talking about this morning?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.